Friends, Pacific cats, all my fellow Americans, it's Thanksgiving time in our great nation, a time when all citizens are called on to give thanks. And if you are found to be ungrateful, your middle-class membership card could be revoked. So let's give thanks, friends, even though you may not be sure who or what you are thanking. And let's arouse the attitude of gratitude in spite of all the gobbledygook coming out of Washington, D.C., and in spite of Donald Trump and his gang of pasty-faced billionaires. And let's give thanks even though other species of life are disappearing from the earth in record numbers. And let's give thanks as refugees wash up on the shores of the world. And let's give thanks in spite of too many people and too much construction and too much consumption and too much of everything. And in spite of all that, we will still give thanks. Because if we only pay attention to the suffering and the negative, we will end up bitter, worshiping the devil, useless. And besides, friends, we have so much to be thankful for, at least here in the overdeveloped world. Here on the fertile continent of Turtle Island, in this era of unprecedented freedom and abundance. Remember, just a few generations ago, most of our ancestors were peasants, and many of them had to sleep in the same room as their farm animals and had to live without painkillers or Chinese food or Velcro. And they hardly had any fun at all except for singing a few folk songs like Dum Diddle 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 Dum Diddle A. And consider that in just the past few hundred years, we've nearly doubled the lifespan of the average human, so now you get twice as long to be yourself. And that brings me to some gratitude for my being in my seventh decade and still capable of falling in love with the world every time I walk down the street. With the attitude of gratitude, you might also want to give thanks for the tool-making genius of our species, which has created our new global brain, into which I have reluctantly plugged a bunch of my synapses. So I will also muster some gratitude for my mega-giga-pixelated app-loaded G-Wiz RAM-ROM laptop and neocortex extender, even though I have no idea how it works, and I don't think this stuff is essentially good for us. But surely we can all give thanks for the opposable thumb. Without it, just think how difficult it would be to button your pants or give a thumbs up. But of course, we now know the real reason for our opposable thumb, and that is to text with. And how about giving some thanks for living in an interglacial period? Getting caught in an ice age can ruin your whole day. I could also give thanks that so far today I've not been hit by any falling space junk. And speaking of space, I feel gratitude just to be alive to see the pictures. From the Hubble Space Telescope and the Kepler Space Probe, pictures of the continuing cosmic fireworks, with astronomers now estimating that there are billions of galaxies out there and many millions of planets in the universe that could support life. And that could mean that we Earthlings no longer have to carry the entire burden of meaning in the cosmos. What a relief to realize it's not just about us. So everybody relax, and as you settle into your seat, you might well give thanks for gravity, because right now all of us are hurling through space on this tiny rock, spinning around the sun at over 60,000 miles an hour, and thanks to gravity, you don't even have to hold on. We can also give deep thanks for living in a time and place when all the world's wisdom and cultures are available to us. So now I can practice the Buddha's blissful meditation in the morning and then go out and listen to hot Latin music at night. Let me hear you say Om Cha-Cha-Cha, Ahum. Some of us lucky ones will also give thanks for living by the San Francisco Bay, bordered by the great ocean on one side and the majestic mountains on the other, both visible on a clear day from the Berkeley Hills. And just to the east, the richest farmland in the world. And just to the north, the hills reminiscent of Italy or Greece, growing nuts and grapes and olives. And then the middle of it all, the magic metropolis, this dreamlike city at the edge of the world. Thank you for San Francisco, in spite of the traffic. Thank you. The list goes on and on, friends. And if you want to make your own, start out by joining me in the attitude of gratitude for this next breath. It is the mystery of life moving through you. We only get about 13 million breaths in a lifetime, and then maybe none at all for the rest of eternity. So dig this one. Go deep. Taste it. And this is Scoop Nisker, encouraging you to give thanks all around whenever you can. Love this world, because only if you love it will you find the energy to preserve its life and beauty. And as always, if you don't like the news, or if you don't like the cranberry sauce they serve at your Thanksgiving dinner, go out and make some of your own.